You're listening to the 12-2 Leadership Podcast. 12 minutes, 2 takeaways, empowering you to pursue excellence in all you do.
What's up? What's up? Josh Melton here with 12-2. And today we're going to talk about walking away. Now, when I say walking away, and honestly, this is why I named this talk Walking Away, I heard a Clint Black song in my head. And this song has got nothing to do really with what Clint was talking about, but I just heard Walking Away. And it makes me think of a couple other songs. I'm a music guy. Things go on in my life, or I hear things, or somebody just says something randomly, and I immediately think of song lyrics. So another song lyric that popped in my head was a song by the band Need to Breathe called Moving On. There's also a song back from my high school days, and I can't remember the name of the band. Semisonic, maybe something like that. But the song said, and first time I'd ever heard this phrase, maybe these guys invented it, or maybe they stole it from a book or something, but it said, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So what we're talking about today are transitions in life. We are all going to transition every stage of life that you're in, every job that you have, every business that you're in, everything, every relationship that you have at some point in time, whether in your life or at the end of your life, you're going to transition out of those things. So we all experience transitions in our lives. We all have times where we're going to be walking away. So today at 12-2, we're going to talk about how to walk away with your head held high, with confidence, but also with celebration. So if you've seen it, and oftentimes for really most of us, we see situations in life where people walk away from something, whether it be, again, a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a career, right? Whatever it is they're walking away from, going into the next thing, oftentimes when people are walking away, now, if it's just a life stage, like they graduated college, maybe they speak very highly of their college experience. But if they're going from college A to college B, or from boyfriend or girlfriend A to boyfriend or girlfriend B, or from business A to business B, oftentimes we hear people talking of these transitions and these shifts, and when they're walking away, they're not walking away with good things to say. They're walking away with, hey, let me tell you every reason why I left where I was. Let me tell you everything that was wrong with the situation that I found myself in and why I'm walking into something new and different. And, you know, sometimes that's fair. Sometimes there are going to be situations that we have in life where it really is just the situation. It really is just the other person. It really is just the environment. But honestly, friends, 99% of the time, we're going to carry a lot of the problem with us. We're going to walk away from the problem only to carry much of the problem with us, because it's some of us too. So knowing that we're, you know, wherever we go, there we are. That's another Clint Black song for those who are wondering. Knowing that, you know, one of the things when it comes to walking away from a situation is that most of the time these situations, they weren't all bad or all good, right? There was some bad, which is the things that we want to talk about to justify our leaving or moving on or transitions. There's some bad, but there's also some good. So the first takeaway I want to give for today's 12-2, because remember, 12-2 is 12 minutes with 2 takeaways, is when you're walking away from something, can you look back with gratitude and be grateful for the times that you had? Because most likely the situations that you found yourself in, the environments, the jobs, the businesses, the relationships, whatever they were, most of the time there were probably a lot of good things there. Now, there were some challenges too. And those challenges, you can be grateful for the challenges, right? You can be grateful for, hey, you know what? Going through that experience helped me get stronger. It helped me prepare for the next thing. Like, I'm glad I went through that. Was it fun? No, but I'm grateful for the chance that I had to grow stronger, to get better. Right? We have those situations. If you go through trials, tribulations, and struggles, that's where your faith can get stronger. That's where your skills can get developed. So being grateful for the challenges, for sure, look back with gratitude on those, but also look back on everything that you can celebrate with where you were at. So not just the challenges, but man, there were some really good times at that company. There were some really good times in that relationship. There was really good times in that season of life, of which I can focus on and be grateful for, right? So the first takeaway is look back with gratitude on the challenges and on everything that can be celebrated. Now, I'll tell you in regards to my life recently. This year, I talked about this in my last 212 talk, which was called Just Quit It, about some things that I quit this year. I suck at quitting, guys. Like, I'm like a good quiet quitter, so to speak. Like, but when it comes down to saying, so I may not perform at the level I need to perform in certain situations or whatever it may be, but I'm not somebody who's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to intentionally cut ties and move on. It's just difficult for me. I think it's difficult for a lot of people that have my type of personality that don't want to lose. Maybe they don't want to, you know, maybe it's not all about winning all the time. I just don't want to lose. So don't give up the things that I should. But I had a conversation with Dr. Natasha Ganim, who spoke at 12-2 several times. And she said, Josh, one of the hardest things for you to do is to quit. And like, you don't want to quit things when they're hard, but one of the hardest things for you to do is to quit. So you just need to quit. And she's like, she also said, like, I don't think you're going to, but you should probably just quit some things that are in your life that you're just holding on to for no really good reason other than you don't want to quit. So this year, friends, I quit some things. Like I quit some things and things that I had poured years of my life to, and not just like, oh, it's awesome fun all the time. No, and during those years that I poured into these things, I poured tears into these things too. I faced fears in these situations and these environments that I found myself in. But this year, I find myself walking away from some of these things. And as I walk away, I can choose to be like, let me tell you every reason why I left. Let me tell you everything that was wrong with that business or that relationship or that whatever it is, right? Or I can say, hey, let me tell you about all the great things that I experienced. Let me tell you about what was awesome about that person or that opportunity or that life, you know, stage maybe it is. We hear as parents talk about it, right? We hear, you know, country song, you're going to miss this, right? Like the stages that we might be challenged, there's some challenging times with them, but can you look back with the, you're going to miss this mentality of say, you know what, that was a great opportunity for me. I learned so much. Tough, yes. Challenging, yes. You know, difficult personalities, yes. But man, there were some great things about it and it developed me. So can you look back, my friends, with gratitude? Can you be grateful for the challenges and everything that you could celebrate from that time? Now, I also tell you in regards to moving on, like sometimes it's not just moving on or walking away, moving on by you. Sometimes it's the other person. Sometimes somebody walked away from you. They walked away from your company. They walked away from, you know, maybe they moved away, right? And so you lose some of these things. The same thing. Like, well, when those people walk away, can you focus on everything that was good? Can you focus on and be grateful for, oh, yeah, this was great. We had some great times that we celebrated. We had some challenges that we got through together. Can you focus on those things? And can you continue to be, you know, grateful instead of bitter? It's your choice, man. That's the thing it comes down to. We're walking away from situations. You get to be bitter or you get to be better. And the way to be better is to be grateful as much as you can. Is if you can focus on the blessings, you'll get more of the blessings. But if you're focusing on everything that was stressing you about it, you'll get more of the stressing going forward. So takeaway number one, look back with gratitude. Now, takeaway number two, you can't do this every single time, but I think largely most of the time, overwhelmingly, this can be done. If at all possible, continue to speak highly and cheer on the people and places that you walked away from. Don't burn bridges unless you absolutely have to. Now, obviously, I'm going to put a disclaimer. Sometimes people leave an abusive type relationship, like burn the freaking bridge, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you got to burn it. Sometimes you have to completely cut it and boom, you're just gone. I've had some situations like that in my life where I was like, I just have to remove myself from this and burn every bridge. But overwhelmingly in my life, that has not been the case. And so when I find myself walking away, can I continue to be a cheerleader for that person that left? Can I continue to be a cheerleader for the organization that I left, or the opportunity that I left, or the friendship that I left maybe, right? Like, can you, if at all possible, can you continue to be for those people? Now, I got a friend named Bob, and Bob left a company that was founded by somebody who left a company. So the same industry. So these people left a company. They were top producers. They left this organization. They took the top talent with them to go start a competing organization in the exact same market. And that was, and Bob found himself in this company. And at some point in time, Bob said, you know what? I'm going to move on myself. I'm going to launch my own company. And Bob did. Bob launched his own company. He didn't try to take everybody that was great to that company with him, but he launched his own deal. And when Bob launched his own deal, the people that had left to start their own gig were really upset with Bob for leaving to start his own gig. And they treated him poorly in some really kind of stupid, like petty ways. But what Bob found is that, you know, they were not saying, Bob, thanks for your time here. They were saying, Bob, who's Bob? I don't know. We don't have a trash can here at office anymore, though. Like, it was just, they weren't happy with Bob. So for you, man, is that who you want to be? You want to be petty? Or do you want to continue to be for the people that you can be for? I've had some great people leave my organization this year. Like, I can be mad at them, but why? Did they leave because they were just leaving me? No, they left for better opportunities. I can be for those people still. I can say, man, I'm so grateful for the time I got to spend with them. And my hope is that they would be grateful for the time they got to spend with me and my company. And I can say, man, I'm still, gosh, I want to be for these people. And they can say, hopefully, I want to be for these people, right? The people being me. So walking away, friends, we're all going to walk away from things in our life. We're going to transition out of every single thing that we're in. You're going to transition out of being a spouse, transition out of being a parent. Sometimes you'll be walking away because you'll be walking out of this universe, right? And so when you're doing that, how do you want to be? And how do you want the others to be? When you're walking out of jobs, careers, companies, again, opportunities, relationships, wherever it may be, do you want to be the person that walks out and is just like, everything was negative. Everything was bad. Here's everything I didn't like about the situation. Is that where you, who and where you want to be? Is that how you want to be to come across? Or do you want to look back and say, here is every blessing that I had here. Man, what a great time. Or man, what a great person who spent their time with me. I'm so grateful that person was willing to be in my presence on a consistent basis in the company I worked with, right? Or, and again, I'm so grateful I got to be a friendship, had that friendship during that time of life that was difficult, or during that time of life that was awesome. I'm grateful for that. I am so excited that I had that opportunity and grateful for the challenges. And also, man, I hope that they do awesome things in their life moving forward. I hope that this was an opportunity for them to challenge and grow to the next level and get stronger so that they can do great things. I hope they do great things. Or are you going to be the person that's like, well, you know what? They left me, man. Now they ain't going to get nothing. Like, they're going to fail now because I'm the freaking magic. Or, you know, I'm the magic. I left the organization. Like, do you want to be that person? Do you like being around that person? No, we don't like being around that person. Let's not be that person. So, my friend, here's your two takeaways. As you find yourself walking away, walk away with confidence, walk away with celebration for the challenges. Be grateful when you walk away for everything that you experienced, and continue, if at all possible, to be for the company you walked away from, the relationship you walked away from, or the relationship or company that walked away from you. So don't be bitter, be better. Look back with gratitude, be grateful for the challenges and everything that you can celebrate about the situation. Number two, if at all possible, continue to speak highly and cheer on the people and the places that you walked away from, or that walked away from you. My friends, 12-2 is all about empowering you to pursue excellence in everything that you do. And as you find yourself walking away from things in your life this year, next year, whenever it may be, I hope that you will walk away with excellence. You guys have an awesome day.